Okay. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to have a two-part series on the Malacha of Tova, Malacha's Tviya. Not so many Halacha L'maisa applications, but I try to make it somewhat relevant. So we'll have two Shiurim, and Be'ezus Hashem, after that, we'll have two Shiurim in Hilchas Pesach. And that'll take us to Pesach, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so the Pasuk in Vayakel says, "Chol isho chach maslev yaveh tovu, vayaviv madves atcheles as agamon ves tolas ashani ves ashesh. Chol hanoshim asher noso libon mosonu b'chochma tovu as ha'izim." So, says Rashi, tovu as ha'izim, hi hoysa umnus yisera. Shal gabe ha'izim tovu mosom. So it's an unbelievable thing. That what is tefiyah? You take wool and you spin it. So you make it into threads. So the women in the Melechas HaMishkan had an umnus yisera that they wouldn't do it in the normal way. The normal way would you shear, you take the wool off the animal and you comb it, you menapates, you take away the impurities. And then you spin it. Here, the chokhmah was that they were able to do it when it was still on the animal. They would spin it.
Is it
goats? Goats. Yeah.
Goats don't have wool. Goats have hair.
Okay. Right. Okay. Hair.
They make fibers. That all those malachas have a shayach by hair. Right, the spinning and the making fiber and carding and all the various things that you do with wool, you don't do with hair. I don't think.
I never did it, but but
you make it into yarn. It's a yarn. It doesn't start out as yarn.
It's short hair, so how could you possibly do it on the animal? If you've ever seen a goat
spinning goat wool.
Spinning goat wool. But I don't know. Maybe the goats of yesteryear were
Headlong.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So
there are four malachas associated with spinning, aren't there?
We're going to see. There's obviously they're shearing it, and then there's menapets at combing it. And then the next thing is tefiyah.
I have had a YouTube video of spinning yarn from goat's hair.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's only 30 seconds.
Yeah, so let's see.
It's really Yigiyah Batira.
Yeah.
Modern.
Okay.
It doesn't explain it. It's just
you can see.
I mean, there are also different sorts of.
But this is not on the. This is doing it when it's already sheared from the.
I hope you can. It's short hair. Or
again,
can you
see what's going on
there? Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, there's a goat called the Angora goat.
Angora goats have long hair. Yeah, that's like I didn't realize it was a goat. No, it's like Angora goats.
Spinning. Oh, there's a whole YouTube, blog post about how to do it. The fiber on a Pygora goat is long, curly locks that have luster from the Angora goat. And the shorter wool down fiber.
Now, okay. If you take a look. On page 5 for a second, the Gemara and Ayin Dal on the base. Where it says, Amar Rabba Bar Rachanam Rav Yochanan, the Tovet Semer Shal Gabi Behema B'Shabbos Chayiv Sholosh Chatos. There is Achas Mishum Gozes Achas Mishum Menapets Vachas Mishum Tova. So what is he doing? He's gonna spin it on the animal, and then he'll take it off.
Yeah, still on Shabbos, I mean, obviously, because he's saying
Goyim. Yeah. So Rav Kahana Omar ein derech gizah bekach, ein derech menapetz bekach, ein derech tovei bekach. He's saying that you shouldn't be chayiv because it's a shinui. You're not doing it in the proper normal way of doing things. So the Gemara says, "V'lo v'atanya mishmei de Rebbe Nechemia shotuf be'izim v'tovu be'izim al matvi al gabe behema shematvia." But l'chora, the question is, the basic question is like this, and this is the question that, you know, is the kaba de kasyaisa. On page 11. There's a sefer called the Chalkas Yoav, right? From Kinsk. He was connected with the Avnei Nezer. He was a big, big goyin. His sefer is one of the most unbelievable svarim. Chalkas Yoav. So in the sefer, he has 103 kashas that he leaves Betzorachin. And then the style became to write Svarim to try to emphasize the 103. You have a sefer called Kavya, Kaba de Terutza, Kaba de Nichusa. And then there's another sefer where somebody collected all the different Svarim that were written on the Terutzim of the... So Kaba, it was Kuf Beis Aleph 103, Kaba de Kashaisa. So Kusha Samach Gimel. Nothing, it's 103 questions. Kaba de Kashaisa. I guess it sounds better. Koshali, Bahadim Uber Bashabis, Dim Tovum Eis Potter, the Havi Kalachayad. Right, the Chloris Kalachayad. If you write that, so Gemar says. Gvar Koshali Be Shmuel, Sim Kufchav Gimel, Siv Kotten Dalad, Vchelkas Mkokik. The p'tur shel kalach hayad nofik mikra de melechas machsheves. The p'tur of kalach hayad is because it's not melechas machsheves, right? You need, and that's what the Torah says here on page 2, and vayachal amhei lamagim acharoshes, evin lamalosh macharoshes eitz, lasos b'chol melechas machsheves. You need melechas machsheves. If you came to Mishkan, d'chsiv b'melechas machsheves, Lama haya kosher ma'ashanoshim tovul mena'izim. In other words, the whole concept of the Mishkan, it was melechas machsheves. And if you do something derech shinoi, that's felt in melechas machsheves. Right? So it's sort of very strange that anything in the Mishkan was done kedako. That's because anything that is not melechas machsheves. And here, all of a sudden, we're doing something derech shinoi. And derech shinoi is felt in melechas machsheves. Yim kei b'mitzkan d'chsiv be melechas machsheves, lama ya kosher, mashanoshim tovu mena'izim, kvar mvor b'yushalmi, yim uva b'ramban, taya asyas n'sricha kavon l'shmon, but you needed to do it l'shma, so you needed nasiya. So if you need an asiya, that means you need an asiya kedarko. Ve'ech yuchsha kolachar yad v'tzorachin. That's his kasha. That is question 63 in the Kaba de Kasyaisa. How does it work? And Stan will have to understand why did they do it that way? What was the...
The Saba de Kaba.
Doesn't it in itself, it defines... Well, what is the definition of Malachas Machshavis? The Lamedes Malachas are the Malachas that were in the Mishkan.
Right.
So, Mela, this king, you can't say that this is Gilach Hayad. I mean, How can you say that it's Gilat Hayad? This is the definition.
But what the Gemara says, but if you do it, so how come if you do it outside? The Gemara says.
Yeah, outside the Mishkan.
Yeah.
And the kash is on that. Seems to me more than on this.
Okay, so you could ask it on. I mean, right, just change the question and say, how could somebody do it? How come if you do it outside the Mishkan, then.
If you're going to say such a terrorist, then you say it by all the malachas.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. 1 second. If you take a look in the Rambam, say, on page 3, how he paskins, and then Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, the last two lines. In the middle of the line. Hatoves Hatzemer Min Hachai, okay, from a live animal, Potter, She'ein Derech Geziza Bekach, Ve'ein Derech Nipetzogach. In Tviya Bekach. You Potter.
What's the Makor for that Rashi Ala Torah in the first place?
The Makor for the Rashi Ala Torah is the Gemara. Is the Gemara in Shabbos on page 6, Sadi Tesamid Aleph. Chol HaNoshim Asher Nosa Libon. Last word on the line is Libon. Osan B'choch V'tovos Izim Tani Mishum Reb Nechemia Shotov V'izim V'tovoy Min Ha'izim. But they dashin tovu es ha'izim, that they did it when it was on the izim. So that's his kasha. Well, so to understand the kasha even better, and that's good, that Gemara also is on Ayin Dalan with Beis on page 5. First word, four lines from the wide lines, Mishmei, Shotov Be'izim V'Tovu Be'izim. Oh. So, Azoy, first take a look on page 9 in the Ramah in Hilchas Gittin. Says the Ramah, okay. Last two lines in the middle of the line. Ulechatchila yichtav asofer biyado hayemanis. Lechatchila, the sofer has to write the get with his right hand. Imu ite yad, if he's a lefty, he can write the get the smaller.
He can or he has to?
No, he should, right. He yichtov b'smolo. So look in the Chelkas. Take a look first in the Beis Shmuel. It's smudged down on the top, but it should say Beis Shmuel. You know, the left side is the Chelkas Mechokek, and the right side is the Beis Shmuel, where I put the arrow there, Sifkot and Dalet. Ulechatchila yichtov biyodo hayemanis l'chor mashma b'diyevet kosher im kosher biyodo hasmalis. So it's mashma b'diyevet would be kosher. If you're a righty and you write with your left hand, the get will still be kosher. Afilu me'inu sholeh, and even if you're not ambidextrous. Afilu me'inu sholeh b'shtei yodo, v'chein kosher b'chelkas m'kolkin. Kosher v'avagav im kosher b'shabes biyodo hasmalis potter, in Shabbos, he's called Mechalkas Mekokim. Shabbos, if you do that, you'd be potter. So, l'chora, it shouldn't be a good get. Right? Because if it's Shabbos, if you're potter, that means midorais, it's not a ksiva. It's not it's felt in the ksiva. So, memela, so why is it a good get? Why is it a good get? Get has to be good. A good get, a ksiva, because of losei for krisus. It has to be a ksiva midorais.
How is it? But Melechus Machsheves applies B'Torah Shabbos, right? It doesn't apply.
Exactly. That's the answer.
Elsewhere.
That's the answer. because of who Shani Shabbos the meaning Melachas Machshev. See, it's clear in the Chalkas Mechokik on the left. Take a look. Chiyichdov Mashmir Diavid Kosher getting Kosher b'small apple sheinu shenu b'shtei yodov. Fagod l'inu Shabbos Kosher b'small l'lav k'sav he gemara medam get l'Shabbos l'inu k'sav agav k'sav. Efshar lomer l'lav l'chol meaning medamim l'Shabbos. Shabbos meaning Melachas Machshev is due with the Mishkan. Can Kosher Kosher Kolacha yado b'smallo l'lav Melachas Machshev see. Our mikomokom ksav mikri leinian get. So he says leinian get it's a ksav. Leinian Shabbos is a higher standard. Melachas machshavas. So you have to do things in the normal way, and if you do it with a shinoi, it's not the normal way.
Is it dama yantif as well?
Okay, that's
or,
a good.
That's
yeah, I mean, in other words. We learn out Shabbos, Yom Tov of Shabbos, probably.
But is it built into Hilchos Yom Tov, or the Chachamim where Gozer Lo Plug or something?
I mean, we have a concept of, I think we have, if I'm not mistaken, a concept of Shinoi and Yom Tov also.
Yes.
Right, so, I mean, you know from medicine that Shinoi and Yom Tov also.
Where does that come from, though? Like, it's very intrinsic.
Melachas Yom Tov are learned out from Shabbos, except for Ochel Nefesh and Mitoch. Mm-hmm. So basically, the source of Melachas and Yom Tov is ultimately from Shabbos. So it would have the regular rules, except for the Ochel Nefesh and things that we learn out from Mitoch. But everything else, so Ksiva, for example, is not Ochel Nefesh, and Ksiva is not Mitoch. So Mela, Ksiva, you can't write on Yom Tov. So Mestoma, the core of writing is from Shabbos, and therefore, then there's a Dinim Lechz Machshavos by Shabbos. It's coming to Mishkan. So ultimately, it's transferred over to Yom Tov as well. So that's what he's saying. That's what the Chalka CEO of the Kabbad Kashayis is asking. That here we have a situation where this is called Kalach Hayad, and yet that's what they did in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is good for the source as Melachas Machshavas. So it's sort of like a steer here.
Why don't you just ask them more straightforward? The fact that they did it.
But that's what Yossi just said. But you see that the Rambam said not that way, or the Gemara said not that way.
Look, the Gemara says not that way.
And the Rambam passed him not that way.
Yeah, well, could be the Rambam didn't have this reading of the Gemara, and some other way of reading the Gemara.
The Gemara says, Ein derech to be a Bekat.
Maybe a different way of reading this Mishum Rav Nachman Shatibi is in Tavu. I mean, it's very cryptic
words. Very cryptic. You're saying
Rashi comes and says, oh, that means they spun the goats along with the whole.
Right.
Rambam probably had some other way of reading that.
Okay, maybe, but unless we know what it is, so we still have to break our heads. Unless you can tell us.
Maybe it means Izim as opposed to Rechelim or something, like what we're saying, like goats all the year day.
I don't know. Okay, but now let's take a look in another Gemara. Page 7. Tzadi Beis Amin Aleph.
Sorry, when was the Chalkas Yoiv?
He's in the time of the, I think it was a little older than the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer wasn't so long ago. I mean, it was long ago, but that's... I mean, Rav Price. You know Rav Price from Toronto? Rav Price was a goyin from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, some in the world today, people didn't hear of him because he wasn't part of the, you know, whatever, people don't hear of him. But he was a goyin, I'm telling you. From the, and a little kid, he died, I don't know how many, 10, 15 years ago. And as a little kid, he met the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer said, he was impressed with him as a kid. Hmm. And Chalkas Yoav was overlapped. But it's a Moridika Sefer. Every piece is Goinus. So So says the Gemara, Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Mishum Reb Chia. Hamotzi Mosoi B'Shabbos Al Rosho. Right, this is relevant to, you know, doctors who have to carry things, you know, stethoscopes and things like that. So he's Motzi Mosoi B'Shabbos Al Rosho. So he's carrying something on his head. So Pashtus says that's not the normal way. So the verse says, no, Chayv Chatas. Shekein Anshe Hutzol Ostim Kein. Because Anshe, the people of Hutzol, that's the way they, Rashi says, Anshe Hutzol Ayanosim Kade Mayim V'Yayin Oroshayim.
Who cares? Is it how the Anshe Hutzol do it, or how the Jews do it?
So that's the next question. The Anshe Hutzol Ruba Da Alma? Meaning, if Anshe Hutzol would be Ruba Da Alma, then we follow the Rov, and so that becomes normal. But since Anshe Hutzol are not the norm, right, then...
Well, is there only one normal? You carry out a wallet on Shabbos. Some people carry a wallet back pocket, and some people carry it in the jacket pocket.
Right.
I mean, I never saw anybody in Bilal Khalik say you're going to be chayiv this way and not that way.
Yeah, but those are both main ways to carry it. Here you have like a miut of strange people who we never meet. They do it that way. It can still be a shinui for everyone. It's not a shinui if you put your wallet in your back pocket or your front pocket.
You're assuming Hutzel is a small town. You're assuming Hutzel is like all of Africa.
Right, okay. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Anshe Hutzol Ruba Dalma? So it doesn't make sense. Why should I be Mechayiv for what they do in Anshe Hutzol? So the Gemara says, L'idmar hachitma, Amar Rav Mishum Rav Michia, Echad b'bnei Hutzol, Shehutzol, Mosol, Moshe, B'Shabes, Chayiv, Shekein, B'nei Iro, Osin, Kein. So he says, no. If somebody in Hutzol would do it, then he would be Chayiv, because that's the minig of the Shtot. So the Gemara says, still, Tibotol Daito Eitzel Kolodim. But still, I mean, if even the people of Hutzol, compared to the rest of the world, is a miyat shev a miyat. Hal yidmar hachiyatma, hamotzi mosa al rosho potter. That's crazy. Imtim solomar. Anshe Hutzol osim kein, botla daitim, Eitzel Kolodim. So in Echanami, Anshe Hutzol do it, but who cares? Butler Daitim, Eitzel Kolodim.
Rashi doesn't address the question of who the Anshe Hutzol are. This time it's not a big place.
Right. So now take a look in Taisus. If Tzolom Aitzei Hutzul Osim came Batlo Daitan Eitzel Kolodim, Mashmud Al Asran Nami Omer De Batlo Daitan. There's even the Anshe Hutzul of Batlo Daitan. So if they would do it, they would also be Potter. Chaybereish Kol Ma'avim Parah. Ubovel have a ruba da alma, Vatanya, Vahim Bosahaka Parak and Parsoy have a ruba da alma. So he says, so you see, many cases in Shas, they ask this ruba da alma, but then the Tosis asks, Vikosha, the Perkachovis, Kabishal Beis Menashe, you socht him berimoinim. There's a question, what fruits, if you squeeze on Shabbos, are you chayiv? Because maybe it's only a fruit that's normally squeezed. If it's not normally squeezed, then not. So he says, Beis Menashe are you sochtim berimonim. So therefore, maybe it should be chayiv if you sochtim berimonim. So the Gemara asks, Parach Beis Menashe have a ruba d'alma? Mishani in this nana mekayim kotzim mekayim shekayim b'ma'avi mekayim kotzim b'malayim. So So he says it depends. If the people are doing it in this community because they have a certain mitzias, so if other people have the same mitzias, they would do it also. So then you don't say botla daito. So that's what he's saying. In other words, normally we say if only that one place does it, so that's rubat alma. So we don't care about a miyat. But he says we can care about a miyat if the miyat is doing it because they have a certain mitzias. So they have a lot of rimonim, so they could squeeze rimonim. If other people have it, they'd also do it.
The base menashe is done to the nashim with bina yisera, chalk mi yisera. You call it ilum not, so it should be potter.
Oh, so let's see.
That's where it's going.
Yeah. So if you take a look in the Kabbad de Kashaisa on page 12, this is a three big volumes, written by Reb David Avram Mandelbaum. His uncle, I was very close with, his uncle was the librarian in the Sifrei Kodesh in YU from 1948 to 1998. And we had a very close relationship with him, Reb Berish Mandelbaum. He wrote the Sefer Sari Elif. It's a list of the Sfarim, whatever. He was a big bibliographer. And we were very close. So his nephew likes to put together all the Sfarim about Poilusha Gedolim, like Chachmei Lublin, all these people, Avnei Nezer, and the Kabbalah, and the Chalkis, these type of people he puts together. So basically what he did was, he sent out the questions to all the Rabbanim that he knew, and then he received responses on all 103, and then he printed it, 15 pages on Kusha Aleph, another 15 pages, and then he made these three. So he has here from Rav Scheinberg, so I thought this was a glatt mahalach.
This was sent out by Rabbi Mandelbaum?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Yeah, he was the orchestrator, David Avram Mandelbaum, who was the nephew of Rav Yaakov Dov Mandelbaum, who was the librarian in YU for 50 years.
Rav Scheinberg hadn't heard these kashas before?
No, maybe he's just told, I don't know how he did it, maybe he just said, open up your kabbalah, the kasyaisa, and write me whatever teretz you have. So he says, yeah. Agona mechaber nokat, demash tovo leizim havi kalach hayad, v'nei ba'odom min hashuk, ka'osa kein, right? Having machlokas on Moron B'Shabbos, I indalam lebeis. What's the din if somebody would tova al izim? That's the machlokas in the Gemara. The Rambam paskins that you potter, as we saw. The Rambam kaimel al halacha deinderch bekakin. We were perk test meal for Shabbos halacha zayin. Have a Gemara kavar chilka l'kuli alu the mishkan chaisa b'choch miyisera. L'chein shmot viya. So he says again. Gedek lachayad ainu dafkik shelo also kiru b'dalma. He says normally we think lachayad is you do like the ru b'dalma, but he says no. He quotes the Tosis we just learned that even if you're not the ru b'dalma, it could still be considered normal. The hechad chol olam ha'isem mitzias kamiyat havekadarka. Right? If it's only a reason that they're doing it this way is because of the mitzias. If people would have that mitzias like we have, that like they had in that place, that would be normal. So then, that's not considered. So if you have that mitzias, then that's considered because only a miyad does it like this way. Because only a miyad has this mitzias. V'chei kaimel al halacha gvur mishtabura. Sim shem chaf. V'chei mivur nami midin umen derchum loso. Yeah. So this is what Yossi just said, that if everyone would have the Chochma Yisera of these Noshim, Kain Ha Yosim, Im Kain Chaper Havi Kedarka.
So before we were about this Melacha of the special Tviya, now He's doing the opposite. He's mevatel all the malachas. That anybody who does something, any kind of a malacha, shaloka darka, is not going to be potter. Because if other people would, if the rest of the world would have his metzias that caused them to do it shaloka darka, they would have also have done it shaloka darka.
No, but there, say for example, let's take a classic example. You take your elbow and you need to, somebody's in the face. I always tell people they're in the hospital. They need to move the bed, right? So I said, so get the Goyisha nurse. So there's no Goyisha nurse around, so do it with your, press the button with your elbow. So that's a shinui. So everyone, that's the shalom kadarka for everybody. It's, I mean.
So now it becomes kadarka.
No.
That's the point.
No, but
everybody faced with that situation is going to do it that way.
No, but
the doctor has to use your hand.
No. If everyone would be born without hands, then we would use our elbows. But we're not. You understand?
How rove the Jews do it during the week, not on Shabbat.
Yeah. Right.
That's kedarka.
Right.
You know, if everyone's doing the same shinui on Shabbos, it doesn't on Shabbos be.
So where do you draw the line? That's what I'm saying. Where do you draw the line? You're saying that these women who know how to do this special tviyah.
So these women who knew how to do this special tviyah.
Because nobody else knows how to do it.
These
but if
women,
everybody knew how to do it, then it would be kedarka.
These new women who knew how to do the special tviyah. So since I had that chokhma, so that's so if other women would have that chokhma. They would do it also. So he's saying, therefore, that's considered. So therefore, if you're a person who has the chachma, so for you to do it is not considered a shinui. But if you don't have the chachma, for you to do it is a shinui. Chol yishu chachmas leivav lehedyo lein darko b'kach v'havi kolachayad. V'mur davke lehedyo v'havi kolachayad. But she'en came l'uman. But if a woman would do this on Shabbos, then the Rambam, he's saying, would paskin chayef. If a woman, chacham leif, hazocha lechacham yisera, he would do it on Shabbos, would be chayef. Because it's not an objective, most people are not umans. So the Gemara should say, v'chi uman have a rubad alma. So Tosis explains that no, that everyone would do it like the uman, but we're not an uman. So therefore that's why we're not doing it that way. But no one would do it with his elbow. I liked this teretz. I thought there was a glot of teretz. So now let's just talk a little bit in the remaining time. So what was the kutz? Why did they do it this way? So the Mefarshim called the Sforno on page 13. He says, "Tovu as ha'izim, me'al ha'izim k'divrei m'zichronim l'vracha l'man, yeh b'tovu y'zohar nosaf. Ki b'harbe me'apshutim yimat k'sas mitu ve'klusun, sh'yaku m'kom gidulam." Because you want it to be, when you make it, you want it to be like sparkling. If you cut it off, so it doesn't have the chias from the animal anymore. So then it's on its, you know, it won't have that same shine. So at least at the beginning it would have that, so it was a hider in the thing. That's the Sforno. So now you have to look in the Chanukah Satorah. You know the Chanukah Satorah? The Rebbe, the Heschel of Krakow. He was the Rebbe of the Shach. Not bad. So he wrote this sefer, Chanukah Satorah. It's a Gevaldige sefer. It's like a, I don't know what you call it, but a stickle pilpul sefer. You know, he has a. He used to be sold as this little sefer. And then, like everything else, this thing. It's a big sefer. It became a big sefer. So he says like this. Perashi al pasach chal noshim shan noshim libam tovos isim perashi haisach chachma iya. Yesh first that kavana kachu mishum de kachale hakaimel and the maisi de haisha labailo. In other words, whatever her maisi adayim are, that regular is labailo, va moser hula atzma. But if above the I guess the Maisi Yadayim for regular expenses, so she gets to keep. So other women have to first what? Be gozes the tzemer. And then, the normal way, if you don't have an omniseira, and then you spin it. So there's no time to have to do more than because they're spending so much time shearing it. In other words, they save the time. So Mamela, that's already a bonus. So Bezesha Omar Mchol Isha Chachmas Leiv Koshal Rashi Alomasi Yidei Isha Labayla. He can't have. So how could they makdish it? Hey, so Yichol Lagdish and Al Zemet Harish Rashi Mesek Lashono. He has a Umlo Yisayim Shashar Nosim Shtrichim of Levatel Shah Al Shtayim. Most women have to spend an hour or 2 hours. Shem Arm Ligzos at Semer. So Mamela, if they're going to have to do that, then so Mashiachin and Nashim alol lo yitzrichim ligzos. Im kein also malachi he yisayir lahem. As I hayu cholim lasas. So therefore, for them, it's a moser because they have masi adayim. Moser isha laatzma. Shaper hayu cholim lagdisha. That's what he wants to say.
Little Likute Moharav, not to be confused with the Likute Moharav.
different. Then there's another approach that Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. Rav Yonis and Eibshitz wrote many svarim. I happen to be the biggest fan of the Aras Devash. That's a safer pilpul, unbelievable, especially in Purim. He has some gewaldige things in Purim. Unbelievable sefer. You know, Rav Avadi Yosef said, Yaris Dvash is an understatement. It's better than Dvash. But he said his other sefer, Urim Yutumim, that maybe is an overstatement. That's what Rav Avadi Yosef said about it. So on the bottom here, so then there's another sefer, Tiferes Yonason. I didn't bracket it, but at the bottom, Chavav. Chol HaNoshim. Peish Rashi Me'el HaNizim Tovu V'nira HaTam Ki Chol HaNoshim Nis'avu La'orug L'tzorach HaMikdash V'lo Yimalei B'shishim Ribo Shelo HaYanoshim Shelo HaYunidos V'chol HaMelech HaYa B'boker V'lo Ya Ezli Tar V'kach Tovu Me'el HaIzim V'mchu B'l'bal Chai V'hino M'kabal Tumma. That's what Rav Yonis and Eibshitz says, that some of these women were nidos, so then it will be kabel tuma. So mebele, but if it's attached to the Baal Chai, it's like mechuber. So mechuber is not mekabel tuma, and the Meshech Chachma says the same thing on page 17. But tcheles v'agamon kozim loshen yochid, and that's what he says by tcheles the agamon. It says here loshen is here. Fayovu mat es atchelis was agomen. And here it says, Tovu Kadoshim, yes. Yeah. Kalanoshim, Hosona Tovu, here is in the footnote. So it's a plural. He says, "Bishum tesa izim tovu gam nidos, so tovu ala izim." So mela, everyone can do it. Aval tchelas mekabim tumah tovu rak tahoros, l'chein omer b'loshen yachid. So it was limited to who could. Shekol yisha tahora tovu tchelas v'agomer, because obviously it wasn't not on the animal. And then the arugas haboisim. So he says a good word. He says a more hashkafa. He quotes the Gemara in Beitza. Take a look in the second column, page 18. He nay. Amru Chazal, Pivnei Ma Nidlo Toru Yisrael M'Shem Ozim Shebu Umos. The Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says, is Ozim. We have a certain chutzpah, Ozus. But the Gemara says, so the Marsha is a Kasha. The Gemara says, in Yivam, is Gimel Simonim Yesh Bu Umozu, Rachmanim Baishanim, Gomer Chasodim. So we're not, we're Baishanim. Kol Mishen Lo Boshes Panim, Yadu Hashem Lo Amdu Avosov Al Har Sinai. So he says, Yesh Lomar, Tinoch Hanami, Bishosha Odom Osa Cheshman and Nefesh, Tzorch Lios Molebush Uchlima. Whereas when you're having doing tshuva, you have to have busha klima that you did something wrong. Right? So what is it? So Klal Yisrael has that. Because when it comes to what we call gaiva de kedusha, it was when it comes to a person doing cheshbon and nefesh, so he has to say boshti v'nechlamti, that I did this wrong. But it comes to a person having self confidence to do a mitzvah and say, I, you know, I'm going to do it. I have the ability. I will do it. I'm not going to just say I'm a nothing. Then what we have, that's the pasuk in Divrei Hayom, and Vayigba Libo V'Darkei Hashem, that a person has to have Azus to Kedusha. So, Lachein Hidbi Hashem Nisbarach Mitzvah Midas Ha'Azus. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Midah of Azus. So, Memela, he says, that's the idea of the Tviya Al Gabe Ha'izim, that because the izim of the so we should get that azus de kedusha. So while it's still attached to that animal, it gives us the azus, and now we're embarking upon the melechas hamishkan. So we have to embark upon it with the bread. I like to say over. There's a vort I like to say over from the Satmar Rebbe. The Heintiker, the Baron Teitelbaum, in the Lev Aaron.
One of the Heintikers.
You should know the other one, they had a parlor meeting on 28th and Elm. My father attended, it was Zalman Leib, was there.
So you're a Zalmi?
I didn't say. But I love Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum's Svarim. I'm a big, I don't know anything, you know, about the politics. I'm not taking any, but the Svarim is Givaldic. It's Mamish Givaldic. So, he says a beautiful vort. And this Sefer Lev Aaron was written on Pirkei Avos. He says, Lokibu hagishomim eish al shalatzei hamaracha. The Mizbeach was outside, so you would think, one, you have a snowstorm, you have a rainy day, the rain would extinguish the fire. So one of the nisim of the mikdash was what? Lokovu hagshamim eitz atzei maracha. So he says over from the Kasav Sofer, you know, mimino eishdos lomo. Right? Mimino eishdos lomo. So it's a ksiv and a kri. Whether it's two words or one word. Is it eishdos or... Yeah, what is it? So he says, so why? What's the significance of both? So he says that Eish, if it's separate, it's a brand, it's Lavas. But if it's one word, Eish Das, that's the Lashon of Ashdos HaPiska. That's the valley. That's the Shiflus. So he says, so you need two things. You need to have Anova and Shiflus. And you also need Gaiva to Kedusha. You need, so he says like this.
Like we really never, oh, right, enough
of Afer, right? You need that. So he says, so the Leib Aaron says like this. He says, the water represents Anova. Lamanim Shul Divrei Torah L'mayim, L'mal Man Mayim Anichim Mokum Gavo, L'ochim L'mokum Nomuch, Divrei Torah Einim Iskaimim Mirishadoto Shvelo. So he says like this. That a person has the midah of anova, so sometimes it can be misused. He can think he's a nothing, and therefore, what am I going to do? Mitzvahs, I'm a nothing. What does Hashem care about my mitzvahs? I've been a garnished. So you have to make sure that the anova is in its proper place, and the mayim, the anova, should never extinguish the esh of the marocha. Because the esh of marocha represents the vayigbal libo b'darcha Hashem. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they never, in other words, they had a lot of shiflus of anova, but it never was mechaba the esh HaMizbeach. So that's the two ideas of the izim and the of why they were tova. The Arugas HaBosim says, why were they tova the tzemer on the eiz? Because the eiz was the azus shebechayus, so they'll have the azus the gedusha. I wrote a piece here in my sefer with the different, take a look here, you know, I said over some of it, you can read some of it more, whatever, this idea. But that's the drush at the end here. But the main point that we discussed tonight is, I told you, the actual malach itself we're going to talk about tomorrow, next week, Bez Hashem. But the kasha, the kabad, the kashaisa, is how are they doing it machinery in the Mishkan? The Mishkan is malachas machsheves. So that's what Rav Steinberg said, that's the idea. That Rav Shawai says, that's what Gemara basically says, what Yossi says, that Chachmei Yisera, so Mimela for them, it wasn't a Shinoi. And in the Hanami, Rav Steinberg says, for somebody who had a Chachmei Yisera outside the Mishkan, they would be Chayef. It's only for the Hedyot, it would be not. And that's based on the Toysus, that Ruba da Alma, you could be the Miyot and still be Kedarko Betach. If the only reason that the Miyot is the Miyot is because they don't have that mitzvah. So Bez Hashem, next week we'll do the second part of the Malachas Tefiyah.